It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. A big shout out to everybody locked in all over North America. All my folks getting to the money. Everybody driving them Ubers, them Lyfts. All my people moving an Amazon truck, UPS, FedEx, United States Postal Service. Shout outs to the chefs. Shout outs to security. Shout outs to the officers, the firefighters, the people in the hospital. What's up, hospital? Everybody taking care of somebody. Everybody making sure the economy moves. Much love to my friends in bed. If you're on the road, be safe. Don't drive like a nut, please. Do us a favor. Don't be an ass on them roads. Keep people alive. Keep people in mind, okay? We got a lot to do here over the next 2 hours. I'm being joined by producer Jack Stark, my main man holding it down in New York City. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. And so whether you're on the East Coast, the West Coast, the mountains, the Midwest, the Northeast, you could be on the other side of the Pacific. You could be in Hawaii. You could be further north up in Alaska. Much love to my friends who listen in Europe. I'm glad that you are here hanging out with us. This is an interesting week in the world of sports. Major League Baseball spring training will get going at the end of the week. The NBA just completed what was just one of the worst All-Star games I've ever seen in my damn life. College is in action. The NHL is in action. And then we are left also with looking at the aftermath, if you want to call it that, of the Super Bowl as we kind of gear up towards free agency. You know, it was amazing to see an all-pro caliber athlete like DK Metcalf participate in the NBA celebrity game on Friday, just fly all over the place, because we won't see him fly all over the place until later on this year. And this is the cool part of the NFL offseason. Where the hell are some of these guys going to go? We've gone through pretty much a little bit already. Tom Brady has retired. He's done. He's cooked. We will not see Tom Brady ever again unless he changes his mind. I don't think it'll happen. Aaron Rodgers, he's on his, I don't know what the hell he's calling it. Aaron Rodgers is on his darkness.
Ayahuasca.
Well, ayahuasca is the drink. Right. What is he currently on? A darkness retreat? What is he calling it?
Yeah, I actually just looked it up. Darkness retreats are a popular method of cleansing, not just in the United States, but all across the world. So I think that he's trying to utilize that strategy, maybe?
Yeah, he's minding his business, and he's getting high. I mean, he's going to come out of his darkness retreat, and he's going to, I don't know, I assume he's going to tell everybody he's done playing for the Packers. And the Packers, there have been plenty of rumors over the weekend as well that Aaron Rodgers is, they don't want him either. And I'm not a shaman. I can't sit around and predict the future. I'm not an oracle, not Miss Cleo. But I think we all know that's the direction things are going to go in. And so there's so much movement that will take place. There's so many free agents. We know who the big free agents are when it comes down to QB. You have Derek Carr, who visited with the New York Jets over the weekend. Jimmy Garoppolo will be eligible. There's a good chance that Ryan Tannehill will be released. He's currently recovering from injury. He's probably even further down the totem pole, maybe right there underneath Jimmy Garoppolo. But then you have guys who are eligible for new contracts who are technically free agents, but the teams can pretty much just put their thumb on them. Somebody like Lamar Jackson. We might reach a place in a space where the Baltimore Ravens say, all right, fine. Let's just get this guy the hell up on out of here. Lamar Jackson is pretty much the one who holds the cards. He can say, I'm done. Y'all won't pay. Move me. It's a possibility. And then you also have someone who, Saquon Barkley, who just had an amazing comeback year, injury-free, showed why he's one of the best running backs in the game. He calls his quarterback that he played with for the New York Giants, Vanilla Vic. That is Daniel Jones. Saquon Barkley called him Vanilla Vic. Daniel Jones, this past season, had an amazing, quote-unquote, prove-it year. Daniel Jones went out and rushed for 708 yards and 7 touchdowns. He was able to get the New York Giants to the postseason, where they smacked up the Minnesota Vikings, and then they got smacked up and smashed by the Philadelphia Eagles 38-7. Daniel Jones did this with minimal wide receiver talent. He did this playing for a brand new head coach and a general manager that did not select him. Daniel Jones moved into this season as the most lame duck of lame ducks you could possibly be. Hey, you got to prove it to us if you want this money. He proved it. The year prior to that, Daniel Jones also had a neck issue, a neck injury. He needed to have surgery. He played for multiple coaches from the minute he was drafted in 2019. He had to go from Shermer to Judge and also now Daboll. Like, there were no ties to this man. None at all. And so Daniel Jones is also now one of these players that he's eligible to go elsewhere because the Giants declined his fifth-year option. And now the best that they can do is come to a long-term agreement or slap Daniel Jones with the franchise tag. And so here we are in the offseason. Daniel Jones, over the weekend, we learned he switched agents. Daniel Jones is looking to make his money, and why not? He was selected number 6 overall. He's made approximately $30 million already in the NFL from when he was drafted, but now he's trying to make the big bucks. Daniel Jones is trying to make some big-time money. You know, after the season ended, after they were destroyed and smashed by the Eagles, Daniel Jones, he spoke to the media, and he was just taking some time to actually look at the moment and reflect. Listen to this.
I think we'll get into that, you know, down the road. I think at this point we're, you know, this is still very fresh, this season, this loss, and, you know, we'll take some time to regroup and think through that going forward.
Yeah, he's regrouped. He's had some time to think, and he fired his agent at CAA and is now moving over to Athletes First. After the season ended, he also talked about his future being bright, hopefully.
I think the future of the team's bright. I think, you know, we've got a lot of, you know, young, you know, core guys who've made a lot of plays, stepped up, and been huge all year. So, yeah, I think there's certainly a bright future here.
Yeah, with him on it, if he getting some money. Management was clear after the season that, yeah, he earned himself a contract. He played his ass off. He was able to help get them to the postseason. And Joe Shane, the new general manager, now getting ready to complete his first full season, he said it, I want Daniel Jones back.
We'd like Daniel to be here. Again, he said it yesterday. There's a business side to it, but we feel like Daniel played well this season. He's done everything that we asked him to do, and, you know, again, there's a business side to it. We haven't went down that road yet. You know, we still got to have our meetings with our staff late in the week, and we'll devise an off-season plan. But we haven't had those meetings yet, but we would like to have Daniel Jones back.
Yeah, they want him back. I'm sure Daniel Jones would like to be back. And I don't care, like, where you work or what you do. When someone gets fired, it's because you believe they can be replaced with someone else or something that can come through and do a better job. Daniel Jones, not happy here with his prior representation. Otherwise, he wouldn't have gotten rid of them, the wonderful folks at CAA. It's been reported that Daniel Jones is looking for approximately $45 million a year. You heard that correctly. $45 million a year. You want to know who makes $45 million a year? And he's playing on a discount. It's Patrick Mahomes making $45 million a year. Do you want to know on average how much this guy is making and we're waiting for him to get over the hump? He's waiting for it too. Josh Allen is making 43. Dak Prescott, yeah, you may not like Dak and don't think he can get over the hump, many of you. He's making $40 million a year. Matthew Stafford, unfortunately, he had to deal with a neck issue and a back issue and a brain issue last year. God bless him. He says he's going to be back fine next season. Matthew Stafford just helped the damn Rams win a Super Bowl a calendar year ago. Matthew Stafford is making 40. Where in the hell? And sure, go ahead, shoot high, and you got to start somewhere high and hope to find middle ground lower than that. 45? Oh, is that really where we're going? Kyler Murray just came to terms last summer with a new contract. $46 million per year. They wanted to insert a clause into his contract that he was actually going to show up to work and study. He's coming off of an injury. People have questioned his durability. They have questioned his commitment to the game, his study habits. You don't think the Cardinals are looking at $46 million going, damn it, why we give this guy this? Deshaun Watson is coming off of what was a two-year massage parlor scandal, or just, I can use some other words, but you get what the hell I'm saying. The Browns gave him a desperate $46 million. Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, and Lamar Jackson are likely to move into the $50 million range. And so is Daniel Jones all that wrong to think that I should probably get 45? I think, yeah, what are you hoping to settle at 40? You want to sit in that Dak Matthew Stafford space? We got Derek Carr, who was just let go by the Raiders, who's a free agent, who's probably going to have to settle for that 35 to 40, give or take. And he's had a longer career. He's been to the playoffs. Sure, he hasn't won. But what's Daniel Jones thinking? The New York Giants have an option here. And maybe it's not going to matter to him. Probably not. The New York Giants will probably push the button and tag them. They have multiple options on what type of tag that they bestow upon him. They will have a period of negotiation if they can agree to a deal. And they have one more year of Daniel Jones at approximately $30 to $32 million, which will put him in the range of a Jared Goff, a Kirk Cousins. It'll put him in the range of someone who, guess what, has been to the postseason one time and won one playoff game and went into his final season on a prove-it year, not because he doesn't have talent, but because there were concerns about his health. There were concerns about his talent, and he improved. God bless him. But Daniel Jones? Sure, Patrick Mahomes is playing on a discount at $45 million a year. But to think that Daniel Jones could wake up and ask his new representation, can you get me 45? And nothing wrong with that. You can go ask for whatever you want. It's just a matter of negotiations. It's a tactic. Man, you ain't getting that money. You're going to sit there with your 30. Go out there and prove it again next year. Maybe the New York Giants will get you some more help. Saquon Barkley, they now have to figure out his contract situation because Daniel Jones is like, I want my money. Daniel Jones is nuts. I'd be shocked if he's playing on anything higher or making anything more, I'd say, than 35 mil. And go ahead, man, go prove it again. But 45? It's very simple, Daniel Jones. What the hell have you done? Besides lately, what have you done in totality besides move up into a contract year on a team with a new coach and general manager and play your ass off? Where are the indicators that you are now a top 10 QB in the game? There are none. Good luck getting your money. You're going to get paid regardless, but damn, please, come back to reality. Daniel Jones will get paid, but keep him away from 45 mil. That ain't happening. I found that to be hilarious. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What do you think about this alleged report and request by Daniel Jones of the New York Giants? Is $45 million reasonable? The salaries are skyrocketing. Russell Wilson is making 50. Kyler Murray, selected in the same draft right before Daniel Jones, is making 46. Deshaun Watson is making 46. Patrick Mahomes is making 45 mil on a discount. What do you think about Daniel Jones asking? Just an ask. Just negotiating. Letting everybody know, hey, I'd like 45. I think he's nuts. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side of the break. Then I want to tell you about somebody else who actually agreed to a deal. She agreed to a deal. I'm going to get your calls on the other side here on CBS Sports Radio. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Right before we went to break, I told you about Daniel Jones. And let me be very clear here. Daniel Jones is looking for cash. You know, he's looking for money. The New York Giants declined his fifth-year option. It's a new regime that came in. They weren't obligated to him. They didn't draft him. They didn't select him. This was a prove-it year, and he went out and he proved it. He's looking for a new deal. But the New York Giants aren't going to let this guy walk. It doesn't matter how much money he's asking for. The New York Giants can franchise tag him, and he ain't going anywhere. And so if you have, grand dreams of him showing up to help your franchise, it is highly unlikely. The New York Giants have waited this long to try and find a replacement for Eli Manning, who was an Iron Man. It doesn't matter what you feel about Eli. He was an average to above average quarterback who became Superman in the postseason, helped them win two Super Bowls. They've been looking for that next guy. They hope that they have him in Daniel Jones, which is why they're not saying, oh, my God, here's a four-year deal worth 50 per. They wanna keep paying him and see what he can do, see what he does as they put additional talent around him before they make some ridiculous long-term agreement. Something that seems or appears to be more reasonable is a three-year deal. A little more than give or take 100 mil. I wouldn't dare even think about committing to four. They say reportedly he's asked for 45. I'm not doing that. You're just about to get this tag and you're about to take 32. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to South Carolina. Oh, he just went. Let's go to Tony, calling from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Tony?
Hey, Jared. How you doing, man?
Good. I'm good. What's up?
I'm gonna make this real. I'm gonna make this real short. Daniel Jones, $45 million. Really? He's been 25, moving on. He's never gonna win a Super Bowl. He's with Kyler Murray, Deshaun Watson. They're never going to Super Bowl. Give him $25 million. Tell him to move on. He's okay. He's an okay quarterback, but he's not a great quarterback. Do you agree with me, JR?
Yeah, but $25 million is an insult. There is no quarterback running around worth a damn anything that you believe in who's making $25 million. Nobody.
I'm not giving him 20. Okay, tell you what. I'll give him
the franchise.
Him 30,
the, excuse me, say again?
I'll give him 30, 35 or franchise.
That, well, that, that,
I'm
that
not
would
giving
be,
him no 45. Maybe.
That would be the appropriate number, as that would be the franchise tag. But so 25, Baker Mayfield made $15 million last year. Jameis Winston played on a $14 million deal. Someone whose career as a starter has probably seen its final days, Carson Wentz, is making 32. So we'll see what he makes. I'm not going to be so fast to go, he ain't never won a Super Bowl. You don't know that. I don't know that. If you would have asked me 3-4 years ago, would Matthew Stafford win a Super Bowl? I'd be like, what, with the Lions? So things change. Daniel Jones is young. Daniel Jones, like 25 years old. I'm not going to be so fast to say, oh, he'll never win a Super Bowl. I don't know that. You don't know that either. John is calling from Kansas City. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, what's up? Just wanted to let you know that the Giants quarterback, he needs a psychiatric evaluation because he has definitely lost his mind asking for the Patrick Mahomes type money.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, it's for a year. It is a starting point. He ain't asked for the 10 years on the contract. You got to start somewhere, but that's a wild number to start with.
It most definitely is, and he still has a lot to prove, in my opinion, before he could reach any even halfway close to that money.
He does. You know, I'm not – I think on an average basis, so – he's not looking for, hey, give me Mahomes. I need a 10-year, $45 million deal. That is certainly not the case. And you do have to start somewhere when you're thinking about how much money. If I'm Daniel Jones, I'm thinking to myself, I'm not going to get whatever I request. I know that much. The quarterback market and the amount of money that everybody's making is going up. It's easy for Daniel Jones to look at Kyler Murray and say, Kyler Murray is making 46. He just went to the playoffs, not this past season, but the year prior, and he got smashed. People are complaining about his commitment. People are talking about his injury that he suffered, not an ACL. He was selected in the same draft as me. He's making 46 mil. Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert are going to make 50 at minimum. I can't ask for Burrow money. I can't ask for Herbert money. The market continues to climb when you think about how much money people are going to make. So me, I, Daniel Jones, if you want to be committed, pay me 45. Maybe we can settle at 40 or 38. And so he's shooting for the moon, knowing that whatever I request or ask for, they're going to have to come down for it or come down just a little bit. I don't think he's asking for Mahomes' contract. Hell no. But he's – why wouldn't he want to make the most money possible? Tony's calling from New Orleans. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, good show tonight as always, man. Thanks for taking my call. I got a quick question for you. I know you guys are talking about this big money salaries in the NFL, so I got two questions for you. My first question is, why do some of these NFL owners pay these guys $40 and $45 and $50 million a year? And I guess they do it because they can afford it, but nobody is worth that kind of money, man. You got heart surgeons that operate on people and save their lives
so
every day and I take $900,000 a year.
Let's save both of us some breath here. It's inaccurate in the world that we live in. It doesn't matter how you feel about anything ethically. That's irrelevant. It's irrelevant what anybody else makes. This is a business. This is the money that is generated. This is the revenue that is generated. And it's going to be allocated to the people that help generate the money. There is a salary cap. It's negotiated between the Players Association and the owners as to how much money gets split amongst them. And so how much the heart surgeon, you, me, a doctor, a teacher, a garbage collector, that's all irrelevant. What's your next question?
My next question is, well, I think they need to put a cap on it because, you know,
Tony, stop. Nobody can hear you. I answered that. There is a cap on it. They have a salary cap. If you have another question that is unrelated to the one that I already answered, by all means, ask me. Let's try one more time. Tony from New Orleans, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, JR, my second question is, in New Orleans here, who do you see quarterback in our New Orleans Saints team come this upcoming season?
Oh, man. Not anybody worth a damn who's going to deliver y'all anything. I think the New Orleans Saints.
You don't think David Carr would come here?
Not David. Derek?
I mean, Derek Carr, my bad. Yeah, I know the brother retired years ago. Derek Carr.
I don't know. I know the Saints, even like the New York Jets, the Saints have some adjusting to do when it comes down to their salary cap. That's the biggest thing. Look, Derek Carr is going to go anywhere where he feels that he can collect a check. Is that going to be with the New York Jets? Is it going to be the Saints? The Saints are going to have to go ahead and sign some type of veteran, because who wants to see Jameis not be healthy enough to throw the rock around? Nobody. That ain't happening. You know what? We got a Giants fan here. Marco, $45 million Daniel Jones. We know it's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's a negotiating number, whatever the number is. He's not going to get whatever he's asking for. Even if he asks for 40, it's going to be lower than that. What do you think the deal is with this dude right now?
I think he's now playing it up in the fact of, this is the first time he's had any leverage because it's the first good season, and then when the Giants not picking up the option, he realizes that they're up against it. They have no other better option. He's going to try to milk out as much as he can. Worst case scenario, he gets the franchise tag. He gets 32.4, and he works on it next year. So it's a smart play on his side, but I do think the Giants eventually get it done with a long-term deal. And let's remember one thing about the NFL and the salary cap and all this money. It's funny money. Just because you average $45 million per doesn't mean you actually see $45 million per, because the last 3 years of your contract could be voided and they release you and you don't see the last $90 million of that deal. So as much as we want to say, if it comes out where it's you average $40 million per over 7 years, who's to say the back 4 years are actually real money and real years, because they can cut you and get out from under. Remember last year, Patrick Mahomes, we say $45 million per, he made $29 million last year. That's contracts backloaded. We know he'll get it because he's Patrick Mahomes. The question is, does a guy like Daniel Jones ever actually see the end of one of these contracts?
Yeah, I don't think it's so much about the end, because we know he's not getting anything close to a long term. Certainly, of course, not in the Mahomes space.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're making do with less, like Daniel Jones just did, when there's always the threat of, man, learn to get the hell up on out the way, learn how to avoid a hit.
Mm-hmm.
You know that one of the biggest weapons, it seemed like, I felt like I was watching basketball. Between him and Saquon, it's just like, hey, your turn, my turn. Like, let's two superstars get at it. I'm looking and saying to myself, I'm not mad at him for asking for 45. You know you ain't getting it. You just putting it out there. But at the same time, don't you, as Daniel Jones, don't you want to have Saquon out there with you? Wouldn't you, and this is not to take away to your point, they can still come to a long-term agreement. I would think that he'd be a more amenable to doing that out of the gate, as opposed to putting whatever relationship there with Saquon and the team kind of in flux as well.
I don't argue with you, but I do wonder if players truly worry about anybody else on the team, because a lot of times they'll have their agent in their ear saying, look, you got to get what you get when you get it. And more importantly, if you give back $6 million, who's to say they turn around and use it on Saquon? He might be gone anyway. So don't worry about his money. Worry about your money. Now, I get it. You and I both talk about it where, you know, you're on the field together, right? You want to win. You want to have a chance. You want that guy on your squad, but you can't force them to use that money that they don't spend on you in the spots that you want. So it becomes, Where, you know, do you want to roll the dice and trust the organization, or do you just want to get yours and see what else happens?
Touche. No, that's a fact. And whether or not it's spent on Saquon or not, we know that they need help in offensive spots.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I try to tell people all the time, when you're a professional athlete, the first thing people want to talk about competing about championships. Fans talk about championships. Fans talk about, hey, leave some on the table. People, they kill me when they go, well, Tom Brady did this and Tom Brady did. There's one Tom Brady. I don't care what sport you play in. I don't care what league you're in. You could kick the ball, throw the ball. It don't matter what you do with it. Slap a puck, it doesn't matter. The first thing is get in the door, make your money. The next thing most players are thinking about after they've made their money, oh, it'd be nice to win a championship. That ain't the goal for most athletes just getting selected. They want to set themselves up. They want to set their families up, because for as much as we all know, this is life-changing money. And for what may be $30 million that Daniel Jones has already put in the bank, we know the tax man comes and takes some. There is family that may come and take some. There are other expenses. There are the agent fees. So 30 mil is not 30. It's still a lot. There's a difference between being able to walk away at the end of your career saying, I made $15 million and I got to make that rock with everything that comes with it, versus, oh man, I was able to make 50. So I'm mad at nobody asking for money. He going to get his money, whether it's the 40, whether it's the tag, he'll get paid. I don't think at the end of the day, Daniel Jones will see more than about 35. And even if they tag him, they can still come to an agreement on a long-term deal. Like Marco said, man, you gotta get it when you can. But that 45 number is like, well, damn. A hell of a one. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. You know, as we talk about NFL free agency, specifically related to Daniel Jones, there's somebody else who got a deal or agreed to a deal over the weekend. And, yeah, this is in the WNBA. You're going, WNBA? Who cares? But this is Brittany Griner. Brittany Griner over the weekend agreed to a one-year contract with the Phoenix Mercury. We know after being detained for just about an entire year, she pretty much said that she plans on returning to basketball, and now she is certain of that. She has a one-year deal with the Phoenix Mercury. WNBA is actually, they don't make any money. Her deal is approximately $165,000. And the last time that she played basketball, she was having a hell of a season, averaging 20-10, a bunch of blocks. She's a defensive center, helped take them to the finals. And then we know she was detained last year in Russia. WNBA season starts in May. Brittany Griner plays for the Phoenix Mercury. They'll get going in mid-May, mid to late May. And she will definitely be someone that I'm going to pay attention to. That's going to be a massive, massive story when Brittany Griner steps back out onto the court. And I'm sure that basketball is just extremely therapeutic for her. And once she's connected back out onto the road and with her teammates, it'll help her bring a sense of normalcy back to her life. And so good on Brittany Griner. Good luck to her in the future as she tries to work to be reacclimated to life back here in the States and get back to her profession. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Brian is calling from Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking the call.
Certainly.
Hey, what's a draft pick make if they're a fifth or sixth round for a quarterback to replace this $45 million request? And how certain is anybody that there's any truth to a $45 million request?
So when you start talking about dudes who are selected that late in the draft, it is, I don't want to say nothing, but it ain't in no range of top money. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Not much, huh?
Yeah, for somebody taken in the 6th or 7th round, correct, yes.
All right, let's talk. If I'm Daboll and the owner of the Giants, and I say, okay, $25 million, and I'm going to the draft and get you some competition, there's a kid from TCU, what is he, maybe a ranked 12th quarterback or so, they could get him in the 6th round. Stetson Bennett that could get in the 5th round, he went to 2 national championships, and then go spend the extra $10 million on a receiver because they need one anyway. Or how about this? Cincinnati's got 2 guys from LSU throwing to each other. Philadelphia's got 2 guys that both played at Alabama throwing to each other. Go get Dugan and his boy from TCU and test them. All I know is I'd take a draft pick and give the guy $25 million.
That is ridiculously risky. That is asking to set yourself up to be fired. There is no sure thing, as you know, in the NFL. It doesn't matter if you are in the 6th round or whether you're drafted in the 1st round. The New York Jets, right down the road from the New York Giants, or right up the road, I should say, in New Jersey, have a quarterback that they selected at number 2 overall. His name is Zach Wilson. The New York Jets have already stashed this man away and are looking for a veteran to stabilize the ship so they can actually go out there and compete. For the New York Giants to have success with Daniel Jones, to go to the playoffs, to win a round, to see Daniel Jones have success in the league and say, oh, well, let's just draft the quarterback anyway to save money and try to pair that quarterback up with a wide receiver, is a recipe for just being a joke of a franchise. The New York Giants have made plenty of mistakes over the past several years when it comes to the selection of coaches, general managers. You can look at Dave Gettleman. There are a lot of people who are not happy with some of his picks. Well, look, a lot of his dudes are working out right now. A Dexter Lawrence on a defensive line. Daniel Jones, Saquon Barkley, people complained about selecting him and drafting him too high. You don't go backwards in the NFL. Joe Shane just got the job. You're asking Joe Shane to look like complete ass in front of his owner. It's almost comical. It may have logic. It may have some logic to you. That's not reality. There's a grown man, a human being, sitting in a chair making these decisions. The last thing he wants to do is make a calculated risk to select a lower-end QB because he costs less. And now he has to explain that to his boss, why he didn't want to pay Daniel Jones. It's not about paying Daniel Jones. It's about how much you pay him, how long you pay him. It's not going backwards to save money. Not at all. Robbie calling from Jacksonville. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Robbie?
Hey, what's up, JR?
How are you?
Just really quick, man. I don't really have much to talk about. Just want to give a shout-out to your show, man. Really good, always. Enjoy listening to you. And miss Shep, but Jack's doing a great job, so can't complain there. Besides that, man, don't really have much.
Oh, well, thank you, Robbie. And Jack is doing a damn good job. Hey, Jack, thank you for doing a good job, man. You're doing awesome.
I really appreciate the shout out, JR. You're too kind. You make it look easy.
Hey, well, you could thank Robbie there for it. Let's go to Atlanta. Telling the truth. Hey, Johnny, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, JR. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not a Daniel Jones fan. Last time I called in, you said I was the worst call ever. So here's number 2. If I was the Giants, I would trade Daniel Jones for any draft pick and get into the quarterback frenzy free agency. And go off the end. If I don't pay somebody $45 million, it's going to be somebody like Aaron Jones, Aaron Rodgers, not even Derek Carr, but, you know, I'll pay somebody like that and let Daniel Jones walk and get free agent. I mean, get draft picks and sign Saquon Barkley. That's all I got to say about that.
Okay. Is there anything else you got?
Nah, that's it.
Okay. Thank you, Johnny. Yeah, I don't know what the hell he called about, but it had to have been something worse than what he just said. Daniel Jones is a free agent, man. They can tag him. Like, what do you want? Like, when you build a franchise, this is not Madden. You don't want to go back. You don't, if you have someone who is serviceable, you don't want to venture out into the wild. I think a lot of people can relate to this. It's like being in a relationship. I think some of you listening might know. Maybe you get comfortable. Maybe you're with someone and you want to grow. You don't leave a good relationship that is growing and moving in a positive direction because you say, oh, well, somebody outside looks a little better. I'm going to leave you here and try to work that out. The grass ain't always greener on the other side. How many quarterbacks in the NFL are worth a damn? It's the JR Sport Re-Show here on CBS Sports Radio. You're worth the world. Stay tuned.